and needles.
Help! Jess! Help me!
Jess raced to the sound of Maybelle's cry. She had started across the tree branch bridge and now stood there terrified to move either forward or backward.
Okay, Maybelle. Just hold still. I'll get you.
Okay, Maybelle. Now back up.
I can't, Jessie. I'm too scared.
Of course you're scared. Anybody be scared. You just gotta trust me, okay? Now just slide your right foot a little way, then bring your left foot up close.
I forgot which is right.
The one closest to home. Good. Now slide a little ways more. You're doing great. Okay, just a little bit more.
I'm almost there. There, I did it. I just wanted to find you so you wouldn't be so lonesome, but I got too scared.
Everybody gets scared sometimes, Maybelle. You don't have to be ashamed.
But you weren't scared.
Lord, I was shaking like jello.
You're just saying that.
Come on, Maybelle. Let's go have some breakfast.
When Jess walked into school on Monday, Mrs. Myers stopped him in the hall outside the classroom.
Jess, I just want to give you my sincere sympathy. When my husband died, people kept telling me not to cry. Kept trying to make me forget. I didn't want to forget.
Yes, Mrs. Myers.
Jess couldn't think of anything else to say. But Mrs. Myers had helped him by understanding that he would never forget Leslie. Before Leslie came, he had been trying to hide a whole mob of foolish little fears running riot inside his gut. It was Leslie who had taken him from the cow pasture into Terabithia. Now it occurred to him that perhaps Terabithia was like a castle where you came to be knighted. After you stayed a while and grew strong, you had to move on. Leslie wasn't there, so he had to move on for both of them. On Wednesday, the Burks came back from Pennsylvania with a U-Haul truck to get their stuff. Jess asked Bill for some of the leftover lumber. The next day after school, he carried the lumber he wanted to the bank of the creek. He put the two longest pieces across at the narrowest place, made them firm and even, and began to nail on the cross pieces.
What you doing, Jess?
It's a secret, Maybelle.
Tell me, I won't tell nobody.
Well, a queen sure wouldn't tell.
Queen? Who gets to be queen?
I'll explain when I'm finished, Maybelle, okay?
And when Jess finished, he put flowers in Maybelle's hair and led her across the bridge, the great bridge into Terabithia, which might look to someone with no magic in him like a few planks across a nearly dry gully.
Look, Maybelle. All the Terabithians standing on tiptoe to see you.
Me?
Shh, yes. There's a rumor going around that the beautiful girl arriving today might be the queen they've been waiting for.